Winter Chill, a Scobie Malone novel by John Cleary, narrated by Sean Grindel. For Kate. Chapter 1. 1. The four carriages of the Harbourlink monorail softly whirred their way above the 3 o'clock in the morning city streets. An occasional car or taxi sped down the glistening wet cross streets. In two of the main north-south thoroughfares, garbage trucks banged and rattled at the quiet. The monorail, with its metallic whisper, drifted by dark upper-story windows of department stores and offices, moved down the slope of Market Street, over Piermont Bridge, and into the sharp curve that led above the Darling Harbour Exhibition Complex. It did not stop at the station there, but continued on, a ghost train of the future, and swung back to head up into the city again, looking even more ghostly in a sudden squall of rain, going round and round on its endless circuit. There was no driver, and there was only one passenger. To those who knew the painting, he was the spitting image, though he had never been known to spit, of the farmer in Grant Wood's American Gothic. Tall, gaunt, face weathered, not from farming, but from sailing. The first impression of those who had met him was that he was humorless and forbidding. Yet the gaunt face could break into the most charming smile, and his friendliness, though not legendary, was sincere and surprising. He had enough perceived contradictions to make him a good lawyer, which he was, or had been. Witnesses and judges and juries had never been quite sure whom and what they were dealing with.